Mercosur Free Trade Agreement. Brazil expects EU trade deal to boost exports. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. VOM. The 30th of April 2026. Brasilia. Brazil is expecting a significant increase in its exports to the EU by 2038. Agricultural and meat products in particular could benefit in the short term as soon as the first tariffs are removed. Brazil expects the implementation of the Mercosur Free Trade Agreement with the European Union to lead to a significant increase in its exports. Vice President Geraldo Alckmin told members of the press that the country's exports could increase by 13% by 2038. The government is even forecasting an increase of 26% for industrial products. The agreement, which was signed at the beginning of the year, is due to come into force provisionally from 1 May. Despite legal objections from individual EU member states, the gradual reduction in tariffs will begin immediately. Overall, trade barriers are to be largely dismantled within 12 years. Around 5,000 products are to benefit from the tariff reductions right from the start, including animal products such as beef and poultry. At the same time, Alckmin emphasized that the agreement contains protective mechanisms for both sides. The former trade minister explained that both Mercosur and the EU states could apply for a temporary suspension in the event of a sharp increase in imports and that it was a balanced agreement. Brazil's imports are also likely to increase in the course of liberalization. At the same time, Brazil is continuing to intensify its trade relations with the USA. According to Alckmin, the government sees potential for progress on tariff and non-tariff trade issues. In connection with ongoing investigations into possible unfair trade practices, he explained that Brazil had provided all the necessary explanations and was prepared to provide further information if required. Changes could also occur within Mercosur. Alckmin announced that a possible return of Venezuela to the Confederation would be discussed. He pointed out that Venezuela was currently suspended, but that current developments in the country gave reason to reassess its status. Venezuela was suspended in 2016 due to violations of trade and human rights regulations.